The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
I want to get straight to what's been happening in the Dáil today in relation to a motion and vote of no confidence in the Minister for Health and the ongoing scandal about the National Children's Hospital. Take a listen, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson, and of course TD for the Greystones Wicklow area. Take a listen to Leo batting away at leaders' questions.
It was always acknowledged that it would be quicker to build it on a greenfield site and cheaper to build it on a greenfield site. Nobody ever doubted that. The reason why the decision was made in favour of St James's on the advice of the expert group chaired by Dr Frank Dolphin was because of the advantages of co-location with an adult hospital, a maternity hospital, the biggest one in the state.
Now, this is in the context of Matty McGrath, others calling for the Blanchardstown James Connolly site being reconsidered and to just cut your losses at the James's site. Well, earlier this morning, Jimmy Sheehan, the founder and developer of the Blackrock Private Hospital, the Galway and Hermitage Hospitals, was talking to Pat Kinney, and he believes moving to a greenfield site, a la Blanchardstown, would solve the cost and location issues.
It's probably the most expensive car park in the world ever built, but I'd much prefer to see the most expensive car park than the most expensive hospital. What you would save by moving out to a greenfield site, you would recoup that money straight away, because the hospital to me had to be over-engineered for the site, for a small site. My concern is not so much the money now, but look down the road. You're going to have the problems with the access, the parking, the lack of expansion, the helipad problems, the inability to co-locate with maternity, which is the single biggest problem of all, difficulty with staff because they won't be able to access it and get parking. And there'd be a noose around our neck forever after. And I think the politicians, if they had any sense whatsoever, they would have actually seen that this is the greatest opportunity where BAM have made this offer. I was absolutely delighted when I heard BAM making that offer, because I said this is the salvation of everybody concerned.
All right, Stephen Donnelly, the man who would be Minister for Health, welcome. Stephen, to be honest with you, I am sick to the back teeth of the notion and the pretense that there's actually a viable debate of reconsidering James Connolly Blanchardstown at this site. I think there's as much chance of it coming to Greystones or Enniscorthy. From this point of view, irrespective of the rights and wrongs, that boat has sailed. It sailed a few years ago, and we've put so much into the James's site. Whatever about retendering, whatever about anything, it's not going to go to Blanchardstown. Is that not the truth of it?
Well, certainly both the Minister for Health, good evening, Ivan, the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach have made it absolutely clear that that is not something they're willing to discuss, contemplate, or even analyse. And I think it's the last one, really, that you have to question. My own view is that I think it would be highly unlikely that an independent analysis would conclude that the thing to do at this point is to move it. Not because going to Blanchardstown isn't the right thing to do. I think it was the right thing to do. I think the people I've been speaking to paediatricians, for example, who work in the three Dublin hospitals. Now, I've spoken to them on both sides on this, right?
But that's Tallaght, Crumblin and Temple Street.
Yeah. The real fear that the doctors have, the men and women who are working with these children and their mums and dads every day, their fear is that there'll be a 10-year delay, that it'll get wrapped up in another bloody process and planning and tendering and kicked from Billy to Jack, and that in 10 years' time, we could still be looking at a field. Should it have gone to Blanchardstown? My view is yes, it should. I have a suspicion that the main reason it's in James's is for medical, political reasons. I can't back any of that up. That's just my sense of this thing. I think it was the wrong decision.
But now, given where we are in coming on the cusp of March 2019, what do you say now? Because like the people, you know, anyone can have an opinion. Mm. Retired people, clinicians and so on. You are actually a frontline politician, your spokesperson for your firm. What do you say needs to be done now?
I think decisions of this magnitude need to be made based on the facts. And I think what is reprehensible about the government's position is their refusal to engage in the facts. So the minister and the Taoiseach have just said, categorically, we're not considering it. And when we said, well, you know, you keep telling us about these options you had, you know, retender with BAM or continue with BAM or whatever, and you got all this careful analysis, did anyone at least analyse as one of your options moving? And the answer to that is no. So what I asked was that in the PwC report, if for no other reason than to respect the children and their families and indeed the doctors who passionately believe it should be moved, if for no other reason, out of respect for them, why not let PwC run the rule over it? Now, my own view is I would be genuinely very, very worried about another 10, 12, 14 year delay. And I think we do need a hospital.
All right.
You wouldn't have started from this point. But okay. The government won't even engage in the facts.
OK, the other thing I need to talk to you about is the politics of all this. And we're talking raw politics and party politics and personality politics now. Sinn Féin have put down a motion of no confidence. And someone like Michael Hartey, an independent TD, who has been more than 50-50 in terms of supporting the government over the past 3 years as an independent on the health chair and so on, he seems to be a sort of fair-minded person. And he said, on the basis of the modular A&E emergency department development being shelved in Limerick, he has decided he's going to vote against him. Why is it that in all circumstances you are saying that you will not vote no confidence in Simon Harris in this context? Yes, no one wants a general election with Brexit, mm-hmm. but we've had a couple of ministers, Dennis Nocton and the former Taoiseach Francis Fitzgerald, who have lost their job and lost their ministry without a general election.
Mm. So I think, first of all, Ivan, the problems that we're seeing in healthcare are problems of Fine Gael. I don't think they're problems of any one minister. Do I think this current minister is doing a decent job? I don't. And I didn't think that last year before the various scandals that we've been dealing with this year happened. Fianna Fáil does not support this government. We are not in government.
But you're sustaining this government. Well, and you're sustaining this minister.
Well, what we are doing is we are providing stability for a short period of time while the future of our nation is basically up in the air, right? So we have a Taoiseach talking about deploying troops to the border. We have economic analysis that says tens of thousands of jobs all over the country are at risk. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks with our closest political
and
economic and cultural
ally.
Yes, it does, right? So there's two separate questions and they need to be dealt with very differently. The first is, do we have confidence in this government on healthcare? No, of course we don't. And I doubt there's anyone listening to the show right now who does. Right. So let's take that as a given. Clear, unambiguous. Do we have confidence in this government on healthcare?
But you're going to vote for him,
are you?
We
don't, right? We don't. The second question is whether or not Fianna Fáil precipitates a general election 40 days before the Brexit deadline. Let's just keep it on the hospital for a minute. Sinn Féin triggered all of this based on the hospital. Now, what I want to see in the hospital and what Fianna Fáil wants to see in the hospital is the cost brought back down. So the first thing that would happen in a general election, which is what happens if we go in tomorrow and vote for the no confidence motion, the first thing that would happen is that any opportunity to bring the cost down would be lost because there'd be a general election. Then there'd be another, say, 2 months of putting the government together. And what would BAM do, quite rightly, the whole time? They'd keep building the hospital to the current spec of 1.4 billion.
If Micheál Martin rang Leo and said, I'm sorry, but I can't control the wolves. The Soldier of Destiny are going to vote against this. Barry Andrews got up after the convention on Sunday and said, the grassroots want change. They don't want to be propping up Fine Gael. I would say the next thing Leo would do is ring Simon and say, I'm in a spot of bother here. We don't want to bring down the government. I'm off to Brussels next week. How about you maybe, you know, step on your sword?
Yeah, so we could play chicken with the future of the country. But you said this is about raw politics. This is senior hurling. Right. So I heard what Sinn Féin are doing described very well this morning as an act of national sabotage. Because right now, they are the best friends that the Brexiteers like Jacob Rees-Mogg and Boris Johnson ever had. Like, think about this. Thanks to Sinn Féin, the only political voice in Westminster from Northern Ireland is the DUP. Thanks to Sinn Féin, for 2 years now, a world record, there's been no assembly in Stormont at the single greatest threat that Northern Ireland has faced since the Troubles. And now, about what, 4 or 5 weeks out from a Brexit deadline. What does Sinn Féin want to do? They want to leave Ireland without a parliament and Ireland without any seat at the table. Fianna Fáil does not have confidence in this government. Across the board, we certainly don't have confidence in them on healthcare. We also choose for a limited period of time to provide stability to protect this country. And I think most people know that that is the right thing to do.
All right. My thanks to the Fianna Fáil front bench health spokesperson and Wicklow deputy Stephen Donnelly. And should I just say that Micheál Martin will be joining me in studio on Thursday. It is the Fianna Fáil Ardèche this weekend and we'll be having an in-depth, very political interview. I look forward to that. But thank you for now, Stephen.